Our guest analyst this afternoon, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. Interest rates were lowered a half percentage point here right before the end of the day trading session here. It looks like that spiked soybean market just a little bit.
Just a little bit. The dollar kind of spiked lower on that news, although it was widely anticipated. The dollar index went and checked out. It actually made a lower low by a little bit from that August low. So the dollar index is down just about 450 points right now at the lowest point it's been in quite some time. And it sounds like, they're in a little bit of a verbiage they put out here that we'll see probably another percentage cut across next year, through next year. So there is a path to lower rates here going forward, which should keep the pressure on the dollar, which should help our exports down the road.
I was going to say, it should bode well for the markets in general, right?
Yeah, really, the bear market in commodities started when they started raising rates. And if you remember back in the 1980s when rates went really high, that's kind of was the beginning of the end of that party starting in 1980 and really didn't bottom out till 85, 86.
Sure. The grains, otherwise, we're just watching weather?
Yeah, weather. There's a little bit of chatter about the dryness in Brazil, but it is, it isn't up to their monsoon season yet. It's a dry season still. Southern Brazil is getting probably plenty of rain with the forecast where it looks maybe too much rain. And it looks, noon weather maps looks like it showed the rain in the southern Brazil could start pushing northward, which would be right on cue for the seasonal. So we'll see what happens next week. But they have a lot of time to seed beans. They seed them, from end of September all the way almost to the end of December some years. So they have a big window of time. Also, the funds continue to cover their massive short position they had this summer. And they've roughly covered about half of their short position. And I would guess they would eventually try to go long here sometime in the new year, if not sooner. Otherwise, the export business is slow to China still. Chinese August corn and wheat imports were the lowest in years. And, they've been buying beans from us, but it's still a pretty tepid pace.
Yep, for sure. What do we watch going forward here? We just kind of stay sideways kind of until we get through some of these supply-demand reports?
I think so. I mean, the harvest should start picking up here. The early harvest yields have been quite good through most of the Midwest. Ohio and parts of Indiana got some troubles, but, the crop in southern Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois is probably still a record according to early yield reports and what the USDA had them at. So we'll get through this harvest, and a lot of it will be put away. But again, we need to see the demand pick up to really get this market turned around.
How about livestock? What's going on there?
Well, quiet day there, kind of waiting for the interest rates too. Cash looks like it's going to trade at 184.85. Packer still in the black by a little bit. And we do have a cattle on feed report on Friday.
Anything else we should be aware of?
The energy market's a little bit lower today here too now, or mixed, I should say, now. There was a slight draw of 1.6 million barrels in crude, but a slight build of diesel fuel and gasoline. So kind of a neutral report there today.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.